英語に訳せそうで訳せない日本語というテーマで ETC 英会話の直美先生のレッスンを受けています。今日の日本語は厳しい。彼は非常に部下に厳しかった。これを英訳してみました。直美先生の解説です。
I would use strict、if I had a child and I'm strict to my daughter or to my son or a teacheris strict to her students. But buka is a very difficult word, right?
Oh, is it?
Yes, we don't really have one word that really, really expresses it. But I thought maybe personnel. Personnel is maybe close to buka, or just, we would say just workers. We really don't have like senpai kohai. We have something close to it. We really don't say, oh, he is my senpai.He is my senior. No, we don't say that. So that's a little different. The custom is a little different.
You don't care.
Yeah, we say, oh, he's a 12th grader. He's an 11th grader, like that. So we really don't care about the... We do a little bit, but maybe not as much as the Japanese people, right, I guess. I guess in Japan, I guess younger people have to be really nice to the older people, and even the way they talk.They have to talk in a very polite manner, right? So that's what Japan is, I think. But in English, would you would be polite, right? And that's enough, I think. So I thought maybe workers, personnels, and staff is also okay too, I thought, right? But buka, I wrote subordinate, but I thought maybe this one is a little off too, you know? Off means hazureteiru.Not exact. Was what I thought. So I thought maybe personnel might be better.
Personnel.
Yeah. So I thought instead of using strict, strict is the third one. I thought I would use maybe severe.
Severe.
In Japanese, you would say shibuya, right? Severe. So I would say he was very severe.With his staffs or with his personnel, with his workers. And the next one, I was kind of imagining, and I imagined some kind of maybe a lady, bucho or something, and I was thinking maybe they can be harsh.
Harsh.
Do you know the word harsh? You know, being kind of strong on these people, so like not talking so kindly, but maybe shouting at them and something, a harsh kind of feeling. Harsh, right? Like harsh. Be like, ooh, you know, you don't want to be, you know, harsh to people, and you don't want people to be harsh to you, because it's kind of a strong feeling, right? And it's kind of mean.Like an ijiwaru, like what I mean. So then I thought maybe he was very harsh towards his workers. To his workers was another one that I thought. And then my third one was maybe strict. So I think it depends on the situation. Strict mainly for students, maybe, and then maybe severe, harsh withbe better for adults at a company, an office.
Harsh or so, 感情的な
Yes, harsh. When you say harsh, you would think this person is not a very calm person. Maybe always probably shouting at people, or this is an image, not all the time, but whatever they do, they're not really calm. Whatever they do is like,Why is it this way or was it that way? They're always harsh, strong on people or on anything. That's my image of harsh.
Severe was also my image.
Yes, severe is the same as the Japanese shibuya, right? So kind of, it's very close to strict. Right? But severe was another one that I thought.
I'm a harsh one.上司とは働きたくないですね。
Yes, of course not.
Severe は
Severe, maybe, maybe he has a meaning to do that, you know, to make you better or something, to make you in a higher position or something. But harsh is just like it's one kind of feeling, you know, it's a strong feeling that a very negative feeling, I think. I so it depends on the situation, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm.
番組のトランスクリプトは ETC 英会話のホームページで確認することができます。ぜひこちらもチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。